Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Comic Weekly brings you another complete radio episode in the thrilling exploits of Jungle Jim. Based on the characters and action pictures of the same name, featured every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. No matter what the weather is this Sunday, buy the Comic Weekly. See if it doesn't give your house that sunshine and blue skies feeling. In millions of American homes, the Comic Weekly makes Sunday morning a holiday, or it brings you such favorites as Prince Valiant, Tilly the Toiler, Flash Gordon, Snuffy Smith, The Lone Ranger, Blondie, The Phantom, over 24 of them, and every one a favorite. All in full color, brought to you by the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Look for the figure of Puck and the words The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. And now, The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim and Kolu are making their way in easy stages toward San Francisco. Jim realizes that his place is back in the Orient. He understands so well, where his knowledge and experience can be of service to his country. Thus far on their westward journey, Jim and Kolu have reached a busy little city high in the Rocky Mountains. Leaving Jim in the hotel, Kolu was gone for a stroll. And in a building on the very street Kolu was walking down, a seemingly unimportant schoolboy incident was taking place.
All right, Harvey, come on, give me back my model plane.
Get lost, will you? I only want to look at it.
Well, you have looked at it. Come on, just because you're bigger than me.
Pipe down, bud. You want Mr. Keeley to barge in here?
Yes, and I want him to make you give me back my plane.
Oh, you do you? I'm not hurting your old plane, you big baby.
I am not. I just want to finish painting it so it'll be dry when I take it home.
Well, I'll finish painting it for you, bud. Look, like this.
Oh, Harvey, you smeared it all over. Wait till I tell Mr. Keeley.
Shut up. Want people out in the street to hear you?
I don't care. I want my model plane back.
Oh, you do? Well, just because you're such a baby, I won't give it to you.
Harvey!
Think I'm kidding? I'm going to send this plane on its first flight.
But it won't fly. It's only
won't it? Well, we'll see. Yeah, that window's open. There!
Hey, you can't...
I just did. Boy, look at it go.
Yeah, 2 weeks' work.
Hey!
Get back, bud. Get away from the window.
Huh?
Your plane hit that funny-looking guy right on the beezer. Don't let him see you.
Well, why not? You threw it, wise guy.
Well, it's your plane, isn't it?
It wasn't till you threw it. Hey, mister. Up here, mister.
Well, you little rat.
Up here, mister. The second floor in the paint shop.
I'll fix you good and proper for that.
Go ahead. When that guy gets up here, you're the one who'll get fixed.
We'll see about that.
Ow!
Here. What's going on in this paint room? What are you two rumpusing about?
Nothing, Mr. Keeley, sir. At least I wasn't.
You were, too. You threw
That's
my...
That's enough, bud. That's enough. We don't want to be a little tattletale, you know.
Yeah, but Harvey took my...
Don't
oh!
be a tattletale, I say.
Slap him again, Mr. Keeley.
You keep out of this, Harvey. Now, finish painting your airplane, bud, like a good workman. Did you ask your daddy about that bomb rack?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
He said he couldn't tell whether it was like the new bomb rack the real planes use until he saw it.
Oh, I was afraid. Oh, well, finish painting it.
I can.
Oh, come. You try the patience of a saint. Yes, who is it?
Toy airplane hit head. Not funny. Head hurt.
Oh. Why, that looks like... Isn't that your plane, bud?
Yes, sir.
You throw plane out window, boy.
Well, bud, answer this person.
Name Kolu. You throw plane, boy.
His plane, isn't it? Of course he threw it.
That's a lie, and you know it, Harvey. You're the one.
I've told you before to mind your language, young man.
Not hit, boy.
Oh.
I'll tell you later, young man. Boy, good. On the contrary, boy, very bad. So,
you bad, not hit, boy.
I know what I'm saying.
You doing bad. Wait. Belt buckle.
Bog. What's that?
Your belt buckle made from Wana tribe temple bell. You bad fellow.
Run along, boys.
No, boys, stay here.
You know, it's funny. You don't speak English at all well, and yet you talk too much.
No more talk. Get to one, Jim.
You're not going anywhere.
Take hands away.
I'll teach you.
You want fight?
Okay. I saw you.
Wait.
Golly.
Jeegers. Bud, look, he knocked Mr. Keeley right through the door.
I fixed you. Police. Boys. Harvey. Bud, send for the police. Make them hurry.
police chief here, but you're exceeding your authority.
Not a bit. I can hold your friend Cole or anyone else for 24 hours on a general charge.
But what's the point, ma'am? I'll be around tomorrow with a writ of habeas corpus, a check for whatever bail you set.
Oh, no, you won't.
In 24 hours, you'll be far away from this town, Bradley. That is, if you know what's good for you.
We don't like your kind in these parts.
What do you mean, my kind?
You won't give me a single reference. You can't tell me what your connections are. And yet you have plenty of money. You stay at the best hotel.
Obviously a crook, some sort of confidence man.
Ever hear of slander, Mr. Keeley?
Are you trying to frighten me, Mr. Bradley?
No, I'm just trying to figure out... Oh.
What are you staring at?
Nothing. I was just thinking that
it's... Careful, Mr. Keeley. Looks like he's got his eye on your belt buckle.
Yes, I know he has.
Don't worry. I wouldn't wear one of those things for all that tea in China. Won't change your mind, Chief, and let me talk to Colo?
For the last time, Bradley, no.
I suppose whatever charge Keeley here brings against him will be backed up by a couple of paid witnesses.
Paid?
Why, the man's a fool. No, Bradley. The witnesses were two of the boys at my summer school. Little Bud Quiller and Harvey Damon.
Bud Quiller and Harvey Damon. Who are they?
Their fathers happen to be very important technicians and defense factories around here. This department will take their word against Cole's any day.
I see. Well, gentlemen, you seem to have stacked the cards pretty well. And yet, Mr. Keeley, I have a feeling that you and I are going to see more of each other.
I doubt it very much. You won't be in town very much longer, Mr. Bradley.
Scared, Harvey?
Oh, you're Jungle Jim, aren't you?
Yes, went all over that and don't let it throw you. How do you feel, Bud?
Gee, excited. This is like Christmas Eve, only better.
Oh, you big baby.
All right, Harvey, you don't have to
now,
be
look,
that
look.
Way.
What we do tonight is very important. Both your fathers gave me permission to bring you here tonight. So I want you fellows to sign a truce in your private battle, okay?
Oh, sure. I won't tease him anymore. All right, Bud?
Of course. You're not a bad guy, Harvey.
Good. Now, I've talked to my friend Major Lane in Washington, so I've got a good idea what we're up against.
Well, yeah, there's a school across the street.
Well, you said you'd tell us what it was all about when we got here.
That's right. You see, there's a certain tribe out in the jungle that believes in murder.
What?
The Wana tribe. Their chief god is the god of violence.
Wow.
So our little brown enemies from Tokyo and their bull-neck friends from Berlin talk the Wana tribe into joining up with the Axis.
Gee whiz.
Now, there's a small group of saboteurs and fifth columnists in this country. All I know about them is that they wear silver belt buckles made from a small temple bell of the Wana tribe.
Holy smoke.
Then that's what your friend Cole was up to.
Yes, that's what Cole was all excited about. That's why Keeley wants to keep him out of sight till he can get rid of me.
Oh.
Keeley wears one of those belt buckles.
Gosh, but Mr. Keeley just runs a school here.
Wait a minute. What's that light on the ground floor?
Well, that's Mr. Keeley's private workroom. We're never allowed in there.
Are you sure that was Mr. Keeley we saw going to the movies an hour ago?
Oh, yeah, positive.
Sure, that was him.
Then who's in the school now?
Only old Otto, I guess.
He's the janitor.
Okay. Ring the night bell, Harvey. Now, Bud, you know what to tell him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, don't be scared, Bud. Jungle Jim and I will be right out here in the shadows.
Well, I hope it works.
So do I, Bud. It's got to work.
Here he is.
Yeah, what is it?
Hello, Otto.
Eh? Oh, little Bud. What do you want till so late?
Please, Otto, I forgot my model plane, and Mr. Keeley wants my dad to see it.
Yeah, well, the school is closed, you know, for the night.
I know right where it isn't. Mr. Keeley wants Dad to see it.
Well, Mr. Keeley's the boss, I guess.
Gee, thanks, Otto.
Yeah, I'll just close the
door. Don't close it till we get in, Otto.
Hmm? Who are you?
A friend of ours, Otto.
Oh, well... Keeley must be crazy letting kids in.
Now what?
That private workroom. Where's your plane, Bud?
In the paint room on the second floor.
You and Harvey go and get it.
Uh-huh.
Which way is the workroom?
Down this corridor, first door on your left.
Bring the plane to me there.
Sure, okay. Come on, Bud.
I'm coming. Be good and quiet, Harvey.
Half past 10. Just about timed it right, I hope. To the left, he said. Pretty fancy lock for a boy's school. This key looks about right. Right the first time, and I haven't picked the lock in quite a while. Well, pretty elaborate workbench. And what nice blueprints you make, Mr. Keeley. What's this? Improved pivot for a tank gun. Very interesting. New and improved bomb rack that was...
You realize, of course, Mr. Bradley, that you're not talking to yourself.
Absolutely. I thought you'd be waiting for me, Keeley. That's why I didn't want those youngsters to come with me.
Very thoughtful of you.
Not at all. I noticed that side exit from the movie house, too.
Don't turn around, please. I have a very nervous trigger finger.
Just as you say, Keeley. You've got some nice tools here. You know, I like the balance of this hammer.
I think you'll be more interested in the blueprints. Especially as they're the last thing you'll be seeing in this life.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Besides, I get the general idea.
Rather neat, don't you think?
Very neat. A hobby school for the sons of defense workers. You let the kids build models of the things their fathers are working on at the plants around here. And from time to time, without even knowing it, the kids' models tip you off to just what's going on.
Hasn't been as lucrative as I'd hoped, and yet it's brought about the elimination of yourself, Mr. Bradley.
Not quite.
Oh, yes. Put your hands up, please.
May I put this hammer down?
Put your hands up.
Okay. How about this?
The light! You broke the light!
That's called a flying tackle, Mr. Keeley.
Oh, my wrist! Oh.
It's a good trick even in the dark. You shouldn't have let me get that hammer.
My wrist, you'll break it.
I hope so. Throw that gun away.
There. Satisfied?
Almost.
Jungle Jim!
What's happened? What's wrong? Mr. Bradley, where are you?
Get a light, Harvey.
Oh, I've got my flashlight.
On the floor here by the door.
Where? Oh, jeegers.
He knocked Mr. Keeley for a loop.
What do those whistles mean?
Must be the federal men. Major Lane said it arranged for. I'll just take Keeley's belt buckle for my souvenirs.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Wait till we tell the other kids how we helped Jungle Jim.
Oh, we didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. You did plenty. You and Bud both, Harvey. Just by being alert. By being ready to do anything you could. By being Americans.
Every Sunday, the Comic Weekly brings...